Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's Hungary Reports. I'm Hajna Akatold, bringing you today's news from Hungary. Let's get started. Lawmakers discussed the ongoing Questor broker case on Tuesday in Parliament. Two brokerage firms that went under a recently allegedly issued virtual or non-performing bonds in the range of 160 billion forints or 500 million euros. After filing for bankruptcy, authorities have impounded assets and all necessary measures are being taken to discover how the fraud was executed and to make sure as many investors as possible are compensated.
Socialist lawmakers directed multiple questions at members of the government in relation to the Questor case, involving the loss of 160 billion forints, or exceeding 500 million euros. Csabatot was curious to know if any ministers received money from the bankrupt corporate group. For who and what kind of interest came out of the regular transactions, and who received brokers' commission for playing with public funds on the stock market, said the socialist lawmaker. The minister of the Prime Minister's office, János Lázár, rejected the socialist judgment and said that shady transactions have to be credited to previous governments. Please ask the ministers who made these decisions why it was necessary to trust brokers with 300 billion forints for financial transactions from 2002 to 2010, and why they had to give taxpayers money and trust it with Questor. Government documents clearly prove it, said János Lázár. According to the radical right-wing Jobbik, it's possible that the broker scandal doesn't have any consequences because Fidesz and opposing MSP are equally part of the fraud. There isn't one Questor case, there's one Questor cabinet, said the socialist Tamás Harangozó, demanding an immediate compensation. In response, the SEJ secretary of the Ministry of Justice said the Budakest case is connected to the Socialist Party MSP in 1,000 different ways.
The broker scandal of the past few weeks makes it necessary to examine the supervision of financial auditing, the spokesman of the ruling Fidesz party said in the M1 studio on Tuesday morning. Bence Tujon also said the Hungarian National Bank is the top watchdog of all inspections and proceedings. In his opinion, it's apparent that the law amendment was effective, since it connects the information and supervision systems so misconduct can be detected more quickly.
In previous periods, it wasn't this way. Another kind of supervision system was in effect. We have to listen to the heads of the top watchdog to understand why the situation could fold out like this and what the insufficiencies were that led to this situation in Hungary.
The Romanian intelligence service exposed a jihadist cell operating in Szatmár Németi, just kilometers off Hungary's border in Romania. The authority deported six French nationals of Arabian descent from the country after discovering connections between them, the Islamic State, and Al-Qaeda. The six nationals operated a meat wholesale business as a cover activity. According to the statement issued by intelligence service, they propagated extremist jihadist concepts and organized military trainings and even recruited militiamen to terrorist-occupied territories. Cooperation between countries in the region increases energy security and competitive ability for the whole region, said the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Budapest at the meeting of the Greek, Macedonian and Serbian Foreign Affairs Ministers and the Turkish European Union Affairs Minister. They discussed the future of energy supply in mid- and southeastern Europe. Peter Sijarto emphasized they agreed that they'll meet regularly and launch a committee of experts to oversee the infrastructural developments.
First of all, we all agree that the issue of the energy supply is partly a question of national security and partly one of competitiveness. And thirdly, it's a question of stability. There is no security, competitiveness or stability without adequate energy supply.
Hungary is taking over the presidency in the International Holocaust Remembrance Association until next March, said the president of the association, Szabolcs Takács. At present, the association has 31 member countries, including the United States, Canada, and many European Union states. The president says it's an honor that the decision for Hungary to receive the presidency was made unanimously, because it's also a message to the Hungarian government that its actions taken against anti-Semitism and xenophobia are authentic and exemplary. Csabalat Orczai, Deputy State Secretary for Social Affairs, said in relation to the vandalism of the Holocaust exhibit in Budapest, there is zero tolerance for anti-Semitist and any exclusive concepts. A meteor exploded above Hungary at 7:30 p.m. on Monday. The phenomenon was visible from multiple points of the country, especially in northeastern counties. No damage was reported.
This is in real time. You can see the incredible speed it dropped with, almost completely vertically. There's a trace spiraling among the clouds. An explosion, said the astronomer. The footage of the celestial event was recorded by a driver near Kosice in Slovakia. The momentary strong light is visible on the sky and then it falls to the ground at great speed. Another video shows the path of the meteor in red. The spectacle was significantly fainter from Budapest. And this recording was made even farther in the west of the country. The distance is much larger from the site of the explosion, but the beam was still visible. Here it is, once again, in slow motion. The phenomenon was seen by many. Some thought it was a storm gathering. We suddenly saw a huge light. At first we thought it was thunder, almost like a really strong lightning. We looked up at the sky and saw the trace, said this eyewitness. General Secretary of the Hungarian Astronomical Association said, a meteor exploded in the air. Attila Mizsér thinks it's not an uncommon event in Hungary. But they haven't ever caused serious damage so far. This can happen at any moment. The Earth's atmosphere protects us completely from this type of small celestial body. And even if a few small pieces fall to the surface of the Earth, they don't fall with cosmic speed, but free fall, which causes much less damage, said the expert. If the meteor reaches the ground, small pieces like this are mostly found. Shows Zsolt Kereszti. The Hungarian Expert Association presumes that the meteor fell somewhere between the Matra mountain region. The search will begin as soon as possible. It's great to search in this season because agriculture work has not yet started. We don't have snow, so in theory the fallen meteor that will show itself up from its surroundings because of its black color will be easy to find, said the astronomer. The most spectacular sight recently was seen 5 years ago from Hungary. The pieces of the meteor were found in Slovakia near Kosice. About 18 months ago, a large meteor flew over Lake Balaton and also exploded.
And now for sports. Hungarian water sports athletes are looking forward to the successes at the World Aquatic Championships, taking place in Budapest in a little more than 800 days. Hungary was chosen to organize the event by FINA, the International Swimming Federation, to take Guadalajara's place after its stand-down. The capital has a strict schedule for preparations, less than 2 years.
Daniel Jurta brought home the gold for the 200-meter breaststroke at the European Championships in 2012. The Olympic champion said the World Aquatics Championships in 2017, hosted by Budapest, will be an exceptional chance for Hungarian athletes. For us athletes, it's a huge advantage, because the swimming facilities will be packed with people and everyone will be cheering for us Hungarians. They'll push us to success, and that's a huge opportunity, said the Olympic champion. At last year's Water Polo European Championships in Budapest, the Hungarian men's team won the silver and the women's team won the bronze. President of the association says the sport will greatly prosper from the upcoming event. The fact that we'll be strong at the upcoming event is for sure, because in the past 2 years at the World and European Championships, both teams won medals, and we even had a gold. The World Championships is coming up this year, next year is the Olympics, and with that momentum, both women's and men's teams will have great chances for medals, said the president. Hungary has to arrange preparations for the event in 2 years, which won't be a simple task, with new swimming facilities having to be built and old ones renovated.
And that was all for today from the team here at M1. Tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night, as every night around 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching.